The Cape Breton Regional Municipality has decided to accept a proposal from the Department of Public Works to try and fix issues with regular garbage pickup. The department's Go Forward plan proposed hiring 8 additional staff to help fill the gaps in the service. However, not all councillors think hiring more staff is the solution to keep the service running smoothly. In April, the CBRM took on all garbage pickup from contractors, and in July, a week marked by missed and delayed pickups caused councillors and the public to question what went wrong. The response from CBRM Public Works was that staffing shortages as a result of vacation days and sick time, as well as mechanical issues with some trucks, caused the disruption of the service. CBRM Council was quick to call for a plan from staff to fix the service, and at the end of July were presented a go-forward plan that recommended the hiring of 8 additional staff at a cost of close to $700,000 that the department would take out of their own budget without any requests to council. After taking time to review the plan and delaying a vote on it at the July regular council meeting, CBRM Council met again this week to decide if they would adopt the go-forward plan. At this special meeting, CBRM CFO Nancy Dove presented financial information to council showing that the plan could cost an extra $686,000. She said that the plan would allow the municipality to save on overtime costs, adding that continuing with the current number of garbage collectors could cost an estimated $890,000. She also told council that there would be an extra cost of around $4 million if garbage services were contracted out. Public Works also told council that there would be other roles within the department these 8 additional staff could fill, in addition to garbage collection. Following their presentation and a chance for council to ask questions, District 7 Councillor Steve Parsons came out hard against the plan.
I'm disappointed because we spent hours last week identifying opportunities. We asked questions in reference to planning. We asked reference into financial. And to come back here today, roughly a week later, and the only recommendation was the initial one, that's very disappointing for me. And I'm going to tell you why, if the council would indulge me. To come back here and recommend to increase our complement of staff 100%, 8 and 8, tells me one thing. That's a band-aid approach. It's not a thought-out approach. And it doesn't make sense to me from a financial perspective. When you look at the collection, there's 3 blocks involved. 1, 2, 3, pretty simple. Block 1 is the largest one. Requires more trucks, more people, more resources. In fact, block 1 was done by a contractor using 8 trucks. To think that we can do 3 blocks of what it took to do 1 under a contract, how do you do that? Is my question. That's the first reason why I'm not supporting the motion. To ask questions that reflected almost $700,000 over projection. And one of the reasons why we were going to hire 8 is because people may call in sick, be off on workers' comp. Well, workers' comp is not going to happen the next day you hire somebody. That's going to be time, it's going to be instance. But to say to council that we're going to find them something to do in the public works department is also disappointing. And it tells me one thing. If we plan $250,000 as an overall budget this year compared to last year, and we're going to find something for people to do and asking council for $700,000, that tells me again, this is not working, it's not planned out, it's not organized. $688,000, we just heard from the director, we're going to find it, and we're looking at different things. Well, if I'm going to support a $700,000 expenditure over and above budget, I need to know specifically how you're going to do that. Without that information, how can I support and vote for $700,000 more, of which, and I remind council, we don't have an extra $700,000. We got reserves, but I'll never support taking reserve money to support mismanagement. Sorry, that's not the way I work. We're $700,000 short, projected. That could go up, it could go down. We shouldn't be in this predicament, in my opinion, if things were properly planned. There's an old adage in marketing, prior planning prevents poor performance, in my opinion. And I say that because we need to dig down here. We're forced to dig down and ask operational questions. We're forced to explain to residents why this is not working. That's not what we're here for as councillors. We're here for governance, and I keep saying it because that's what we're here for. When we get down in the weeds, Mr. Mayor, that's wrong. That's not our job. That's our staff's job. We're here to take our recommendations based on sound decisions and sound research.
District 2 Councillor Earlene McMullen fired back by acknowledging the mistakes that were made and the work that's been done to fix them.
I just want to make it clear that nobody's saying mistakes weren't made. They were made, they were acknowledged. Council itself, we made our mistakes. Staff in the original planning made mistakes. We have employees that are out on the ground, they're making mistakes. We know that this is it, but we're also here together because we know it has to be fixed. There's a few comments that went around about trusting the professionals, and I don't do this for a living, and I don't want to get into the weeds or into operations. They have met. It's in the report. Like, following the July 8th council meeting, CBRM staff from the CAO's office, Solid Waste, Human Resources, and Finance met to review the collection service pressures and identify immediate and long-term actions. They reviewed three options. They're in here. The hybrid in-house and contracted support, the full contracting, and the in-house service with the additional personnel. So that's the recommendation that's brought. It was mentioned that with the contractors, private collection was almost perfect. No, it wasn't almost perfect. It was very appreciated, as was mentioned and touched on by a lot of residents, because I don't know about my colleagues, but when this first switched over, the majority of calls I was getting about leftover garbage was the previous contractor would take anything I put out there. That right there is an issue. Following those conversations, I got a lot of calls as well about this quote-unquote new bylaw, where you can have one black bag and four clear bags. That new bylaw is over 20 years old. That was, I think, revisited in 2003 for the last time. That's not new. We're hearing about the regulations and the mandates from government that we have to reduce waste, reduce waste, reduce waste. It's not going to get more lenient. It's only going to get more strict. We're all well aware of that. By taking control in-house, we have a better opportunity to take a handle on that. And there's also concerns about not being comfortable with $700,000 being found within a department. The Solid Waste Department has brought millions of dollars in savings to this CBRM, to this council, in the last year or two. And I understand it's their job to do that, but it's also perfectly fine to me if $700,000 of that is reinvested back in that department as opposed to being put somewhere else. And if money is the concern over eight people, where do we find the $700,000? My biggest question is, if we go back to contracted services, where do we find that? That's more than that. We're 4 months into something that's brand new. The kinks are getting better. Are they gone? Absolutely not. Do we have a lot of work to do? Absolutely. Is it fair to say that this is it? We have to make this work? I think that's a fair comment. But I also trust the staff that's standing there to tell us, this is what we initially thought, this is what we've learned so far. 4 months isn't even a probationary period for most employees. They're learning from mistakes and they're evolving with it. And I think it's the onus of this council to put the support behind staff, to understand that there is a path going forward, and to look not just at the immediate risks or the immediate financial dependence of our residents, but we need to look 10 years out, 20 years out, 30 years out. What will a contract look like then?
The meeting ended in a mixed decision from council to proceed with the plan. Four councillors voted against the motion, councillors Parsons, Kim Shepherd-Campbell, Esmond Marshall, and Stephen McNeil, but it wasn't enough to prevent it from passing. Following the vote, Public Works Director John Phelan and Solid Waste Manager Dana Milley spoke to media about the plan to fix garbage collection. Phelan shared how he's feeling and why it took them until now to discover the need for more staff.
We're glad. I mean, we realize that that's a big issue for council and for the residents, and we're glad that we've been able to move forward with our forces, and I think we're going to be able to really improve our service a lot better. Yeah, we kind of figured eight at the beginning, but we didn't want to overextend ourselves because we knew it was going to be, we'd have to go back. We'd have to have a point where we'd have too many. Mm-hmm. So we decided on eight, and then as we started our operations, we saw, especially in the contracted routes, that we needed a little more help there. And also, we have to take into account a lot of vacations, sick time, this sort of thing. And that was kind of interfering with our operations. So that's, we looked at it very closely, and eight was the number that we've come up with.
Milley reminded residents that not every issue with pickup is the result of the municipality, and encourage people to make sure they know what to put out and when.
When a resident calls and maybe one or two bags were left behind, to simply ask the question, was it tagged? Did you have more than one black bag out? Sometimes there's just an easy reason that happened, and they can address that issue before it even gets to us.
Phelan says that 6 of the 8 additional staff are ready to hire right now and expects them to start in the next few days, with the other 2 following shortly after. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.